Sunrose Yoga. Reveal and remember your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is a collection of audio recordings, videos, and writings about the practices of yoga. The podcast's mission is to share the teachings of yoga in an accessible way and to foster meaningful discussion about the practices. To learn more or to experience past teachings, please visit sunroseyoga.com. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is made possible by the generous donations of students and supporters. If you find this podcast useful or beneficial, please consider making a secure online donation by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. And thanks. Hi, team. Welcome to episode 101 of Sunrose Yoga. I'm Kelly, and I'm thrilled to be here now with you. Thank you, as always, for listening and for sharing your practice. Today's show features a short discussion about the yoga goddess Bhuvaneshwari, followed by a dreamy, spacious chant recorded live at Shanti Om Yoga in Portland, Oregon. I hope you'll tune in and sing along. For my local students, I'm happy to be adding two new classes this week to my schedule. Friday mornings at 7 a.m., I'm sharing a course called Meditation Foundations, and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m., I'm guiding gentle yoga. Both of these classes are ongoing and at the People's Yoga Southeast. Learn more at sunroseyoga.com. I'm thrilled. Thrilled is an understatement, to be offering one-on-one learning sessions in person and via Skype. This has been such a wonderful, transformative way to work. Students who work with me one-on-one have pretty much full access. You can ask questions. I make you personalized videos and homework assignments. We Skype or we meet in person, and it's all designed just for you. Send an email or visit sunroseyoga.com to schedule your session. I love you all. Thanks for sharing this walk on the path of yoga. Jai. The thing that's been sticking with me lately in learning and in sharing is that there truly is always space. That is, like, yoga already is, and yoga is remembering that. The distance between the sitting bone and the hip, between the sitting bone and the belly button, they're drawing me in. And archetypes always assist the learning, for me, maybe for you. Serendipitously, I found Bhuvaneshwari. Sally Kempton's book, Awakening Shakti, has been like a really divine gateway of knowing Bhuvaneshwari. Bhuvaneshwari is the queen. She is vastness. She is getting out there and getting in there. Bhuvaneshwari is this manifestation of Ma, like limitless spaciousness, infinite possibility, creation, beyond male and female. Something that Sally Kempton wrote in her book that really resonates is
Bhuvaneshvari is both Earth Mother and Sky Mother. She is not just one half of the mythological dualism that equates spirit with masculine and matter with feminine. She is all of it. She is the source of whatever emerges from the earth. She is not only the space that extends outward and up, she is also the space within. Vast as the universe is the tiny space within the heart. The heavens and earth are there, and the sun and moon and stars. Fire and lightning and wind are there, and all that now exists, and all that is not. So Bhuvaneshvari, right? Like, at least in the body, you know, a lot of us, myself included, walk around thinking like, oh, I'm so tight here, or I'm so tight there. And that might be true, like in some sense, but there's also always space. And that's really been drawing me in. And so today we have some seeds, some Bija mantras to sing. And the way I've organized them in my brain is like this. Like, one of the seeds we sing is Om, which is this, you know, rolling, continuous rolling of creation, preservation, transformation, and the great pause before it begins all again. So Om. And Shreem. And Shreem is a bij that I often associate with Lakshmi. And for me, Lakshmi is very much like finding the divine in the everyday. So like really doing what needs to be done around your home and in your real life right now with joy and a sense of the sacred in that work. And then we have Hrim. And Hrim is also a, you know, it's a mama bij. And with Bhuvaneshvari, you know, you like really get out there to the edges of your fingernails. So you're like, you know, dealing with space on the vast and enormous, as well as the teeny, teeny, tiny, tinier than microscopic levels. And to me, like, thinking about these two together, Shreem and Hreem, lets us get really out there, but also, like, really right here, if that makes any sense. Like, we're in our lives. I'm touching the table. I'm sweeping the floor. I'm making the appointments and cleaning the house. And so we have Om, and we have Shreem, and we have Hreem, and we have another Shreem. And then we have Bhuvaneshvaraye, Namaha. Namaha means I bow to. So I bow to that aspect of myself, the archetype that is me, that connects me with the space that is both vast as the universe and tiny as like the chambers in my heart. So that's the chant, and that's the sense that I carry, at least with me, when I sing it. Thanks for being here.
And we've all sung together before, but the basic idea is that we let it just begin. We might do a few Oms. We might let that move into a few Shreems, a few Hreems, a few Shreems. But we don't need to do it all together, which is kind of nice, because, you know, we're all working it out at our own pace. And we just let it fade out when it's time.